Cheers tonight, sponsored by Anonymous. If Anonymous could stand up and tell us who they are, it would be appreciated. It's like this. The name of the shiur was, what happens if a woman's candles came blown out? What's the halacha? What do you do? And in truth, very common halacha that could happen. So to be able to answer this, we have to go to a very important idea. Should she light it again? She comes home, her husband's going to yell at her. I'm going to say, how dare you not light? You didn't light it right. So should she light it? Is it bikuach nefesh? Early Shabbos, late Shabbos, doesn't make a difference. Well, what do you do? How long do they have to be lit? They're supposed to be lit. They're supposed to be lit until the meal's finished. That's really when they're supposed to be lit, till, because they're really supposed to be there in order for you to be able to see. Now, today, with the advent of electricity, things change, but that's when they're supposed to be lit, till. Okay.
So should buy the 4.5 hour candle, not the 2.5 hour ones?
For sure you should. That wouldn't be a shaila. Not, don't be cheap on Shabbos. The Gemara says anybody who's careful when it comes to Neiros Shabbos has children talmidei chachamim. Who wouldn't want that? So let's get something clear. We were speaking the past 2 weeks about Tosefes Shabbos, adding on to Shabbos. And there's some type of mitzvahs asay, whether it's the Eraisa and or the Rabbanon, to add on to Shabbos. When the how long do you have to add on? We never got into it. We never got into how much you have to have. The Poskim, when I say the Poskim, Rav Moshe and others, say, bottom line, it should be at least 2 minutes. Of the, you're supposed to add on. Tosefes Shabbos, add on to
before Shkia, before the 18 minutes.
So, Shulchan Aruch says that Tosefes starts from the beginning of Shkia, because Shulchan Aruch paskins, like Rabbeinu Tam, that you have 3 mil and a quarter of time, that's day, and then 3/4 of a mil, that's Bein Hashmashes. So you have over 50 minutes after Shkia, which is day, and according to Shulchan Aruch, that's the time that you should add on Shabbos. But we don't paskin like that. We're machmer like that. We're machmer by Shkia. Once it's Shkia, we machmer is Shabbos. So really, already 2 minutes before Shkia, a person should be machmer. Already 2 minutes before Shkia, a person should be machmer to have that Tosefes Shabbos. So here's my question for Doyle. We have Tosefes Shabbos, and we have Bein Hashmashes. Are the halachas similar or not similar? A person in the Kabbalah Shabbos early, what are they now allowed to do? A person during Bein Hashmashes, what are they now allowed to do? Are the halachas the same or are they not the same? Not the same. Okay, I could stop the share already. We're done. We got it. In what way are they the same? What way are they not the same? And this is really important. I want to know something. Bein Hashmashes, right? It's after Shkia. And on your bed or outside your house or wherever it is, you have $10,000 cash that are just strewn around. Are you allowed to pick them up with your hands? You have nobody else around. It's windy outside. Are you allowed to run after your $100 bills? Shabbos, are you allowed to run after your $100 bills?
If you're Hasidish and you hold a Rabbeinu Tam, can you?
Okay, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Shabbos morning, you wake up. The Muksa. So you're not allowed to do it. You think you're going to gain from trying to save that money when a God told you not to? No, you're not going to gain. But what about Bein Hashmashes? Are you allowed to be makel when it comes to Bein Hashmashes or Muksa? What is the halacha? I just want to know. What about Tosefes Shabbos? Are you allowed to be makel or Muksa? On the Rabbanans, what's the halacha? These are like Mefurish halachas to Shulchan Aruch. We are the difficult halachas. No? What does the halacha say? So Shulchan Aruch brings down a Mishnah and Shabbos Tav Lamed Dalet and Reish Samach Aleph Aleph that says, Savach HaSheikh, I didn't print everything out for the Olam this week. It was too complicated for me, so I apologize. The halacha is, Bein Hashmashes, I'm not talking about Tosefes Shabbos. We'll go back to Tosefes Shabbos in a moment. Bein Hashmashes, you cannot take off Meiser. When it comes to real Meister, you can't go ahead and put Kalim in the mikvah. You can't light Neiris. You can't make Eruv Techumen. But you could do Atmana. You're able to do Eruv Vechatzeris. The Rabbanans you're allowed to do. And you're allowed to go ahead and tell a guy to go ahead and do stuff in a shmarsha
for you.
Muktzah
is Rabbanon.
Right? Oh. So Muktzah, I found, the Mishnah Berurah brings down in a totally different place. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that by Muktzah, you can do Muktzah ben Hashmashas for a certain tzarech, but you have to listen carefully to when you're allowed to. You're allowed to tell a guy the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch is L'tzarech Mitzvah, or Yishu Torud V'nech Bazala. If you're in a situation of anxiety, you need it, then you're able to be Meiko. You're allowed to tell a guy. However, the Mishnah Berurah,
people get me the Mishnah Berurah Dalet, it should be around my seat or in the front of the bed.
I'll show you, brings down when it comes to Muktzah, and certain times you are able to be Meikle. Let's say somebody has a situation, if they don't save that Muktzah, the Taka could cause them a tremendous hefsid. Shulchan Aruch brings down that it could be Meikle. That it could be Meikle when it comes to being Metaltal Muktzah. This is the Mishnah Berurah, Shin Tzadi Dalet Katan Gimel. Mishnah Berurah says I'm able to be Meikle. So what do we have so far? Mishnah Berurah says, "Avol me'ain tzarach l'marav v'chatzinas by erev el l'taltol muktzah le'gadru alav bein hashmarshas k'may shekatzav simin reish samach aleph." This is in Shin Tzadi Dalet Gimel. So we have a halacha bein hashmarshas. There are certain rabbinic things I'm allowed to do. Now you're going to ask me, what about turning on a light that maybe is only the rabbanon? Are you allowed to do it? So I spoke today to a poysik who told me that he asked Rav David Feinstein, or he was in the room when Rav David Feinstein was asked about all the Rabbanon today. And Rav David Feinstein answered with this following idea. Any the Rabbanon that are attached to a Dairaisa, let's say lighting. So that has to do with the Dairaisa maybe of Eish or of Boina. So even if you want to say it's the Rabbanon, since it's connected to a Malacha, that you're not allowed to do. But any the Rabbanon that's not connected to a Malacha, then it is mutter under certain circumstances to be able to do during Bein HaShemashas. What about a person taking a shower? Let's say the shower is on or the bath is hot. You allowed to do that? You're not allowed to do that? No? If it's a Rabbanon. That maybe you could be Mekel on. You have to know when it comes to closing. But turning it on could be a derisa. So when you're turning on the hot water because you're making that the boiler is going to turning off. So that could be a problem. If the baby goes off by itself, you have a situation like that where the water in the bath is hot and your jacuzzi's hot. So in a situation like that, perhaps you could be making a benishpashas. Although we find in the Gemara that Rebbe was nichnas leziya, and over there was the case of Tesef Shabbos. So they asked this question: what shadow of was mutter? We asked the question. Okay. So Rabbi said, we have clear Bein HaShemashas, Dairaisa you're not allowed to do, but certain Rabbanans you're allowed to do.
What other Rabbanans can you do?
I said, Mimafres, Trumas, and Meiser. Let's say when it comes to doing Tfilas Kalim for Shabbos and you don't have any other Kalim. Okay? Eiru v'chatzeret. I said some type of Muktzah, so maybe washing yourself certain times, Amirul Anachri. That's when it comes to Bein HaShemashas. A lady who candles goes out. The lady candles goes out. You could tell a guy to light it for you. Now, a very important thing to know that a guy cannot be your shliach. You cannot make the bracha. The lady cannot make the bracha the Mishnah Berurah brings down if the guy is lighting for her. If the guy is lighting for her, the lady cannot make the bracha because a guy cannot be a shliach for the lady. Just for you to know. Now, I don't know, because it's for you. At the end of the day, you have light in your house, so it's somehow considered something. Okay, that's step number one of the sugya. Step number two of the sugya is the mitzvah of Tesef Shabbos that we were speaking about.
I think it's a kailos, and she has an aid. And the aid, she can't get
out. She could tell the aid. Right, if the aid is shut, so you can't do it. Can't lie. Now, the next step was adding on Shabbos, early Shabbos. Early Shabbos, the halacha is that it makes it in some level, some iser for you to do malacha. And we spoke out last week about if roiv of the shul, the roiv of the tzibur was makabel Shabbos, they force the miyat of the tzibur, the minority of the tzibur to be makabel Shabbos. That's what we spoke about last week, and Yad Marsha talk about it. When is it very applicable in a bungalow colony? The halacha is that if Rav is here with Makabel Shabbos, Rav Moshe says even the women of their houses are mechuyev to be Makabel Shabbos early. When does it get more complicated? In the city where you have a bunch of shuls. The Mishnah Berurah says when it comes to a bunch of shuls, one shul cannot force the other shul. However, the question comes, what about if I just daven in one shul and that shul daven early? So you're right, one shul that's a bigger can't force other shuls that's smaller, but could the shul force all of its congregants to be Mekabel Shabbos early? And that's where the question comes into. I'll give you another interesting question. Let's say you have a shul that rave of the shul davens early Shabbos. Then you have a few nudniks that daven late Shabbos.
Not so a minion?
And they have a minion. Let's say they have a minion. But is that minion considered a minion, or maybe they're mechuyev to Mekabel Shabbos early, because I mean, the tzibur to Mekabel Shabbos early, are you able to have another minion later or not? That's the question. That's the question that comes up, and I would like to talk about it. But before we talk about this particular shaila of when is it going to grab everybody, and we spoke about Rav Moshe about if the husband was Mekabel Shabbos early, could he make his wife be Mekabel Shabbos early? That was a shaila we spoke about. We're going to hold on that to clarify that. I want to get to Tosefes Shabbos itself. The mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, once you go ahead and Mekabel Shabbos, what are you allowed to do or what are you not allowed to do? Another shaila which I didn't speak about was, we spoke about the Rush saying that the way to be Mekabel Shabbos early is with tefillah. We spoke about the Mahag, which says that the way to be Mekabel Shabbos early, the way women is with lighting. What about if you just say, I'm Mekabel Shabbos? What about if you say Good Shabbos? Once you say Good Shabbos to somebody on the way to shul, if it's Shabbos already, do you know if it's Shabbos, you can't have a mincha anymore? If you say Baruch Hu and shul, you can't have a mincha anymore? So if I go ahead and say Good Shabbos before Shabbos, am I allowed to go ahead and daven mincha anymore?
People say it on the way to mincha sometimes, Erev Shabbos.
Yeah, so what do you
but
do?
Their intention is not to be Mekabel Shabbos when they say that.
Okay. Rabbi Kiva Eger was machmer. They say good in Erev Shabbos because of that. Rabbi Kiva Eger held that it might be considered Kiddush. The Mishnah Berurah asked the question, it can't be considered Kiddush because it may not be considered Kabbalah Shabbos, but it could be considered Kiddush, which is considered in a way Kabbalah Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says you're not mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim, so he doesn't understand. Okay. But once you go ahead and Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos, early Shabbos, what are you allowed to do and what are you not allowed to do? Is Tosefes Shabbos different than Bein HaShemashos?
This is what someone's looking about since the Shabbos
to you. It's okay. The responding is not going to make the difference. I'm just bringing out that there's a chumra of Rabbi Kiva Eger to say good in Erev Shabbos rather than good Shabbos. It's not negeya. Even Urim doesn't have to write it. Comes along, Shulchan Aruch brings down in Reish Samach Aleph Dalet. Till now we were speaking about Reish Samach Aleph Aleph. In Reish Samach Aleph Dalet, and he says, after Baruch Hu, ein ma'arvin ve'ein taimnin. You're not allowed to do Erev, you're not allowed to do Hatmana because you're Mekabel Shabbos on it. Which means you can't go ahead and do the Rabbanos. Tami Tosefes Shabbos is stronger than Bein HaShemashos. The Shulchan Aruch brings down Achra Reish Samachal Dalid Achra Anias Baruch Hu Afal Pi Shadayin Yoyim Hu Ein Ma'arvin Ve'Ein Toivnim Mishum Du Kibli L'Shabbat Alehi with Mekabel Shabbos. Goodbye. There's nothing you could do. You can't do. Everything's aser, except
if you say Baruch
Hu. Once you say Baruch Hu, that's right.
You can't dominate all.
And you can't dominate also as well. Now, the Shulchan Aruch specifically says, Achra Ani Es Baruch Hu, that's Tzibur. Does it make a difference between a Yachid or not? Does a Yachid with Mekabel Shabbos early on himself, let's say he's like, okay, I want to get the mitzvah Tosefes Shabbos, so I say I'm Mekabel Shabbos early, I'm on my way to shul, are all the Rabbanans already usher to me? We see clearly one thing over here is, again, Tosefes Shabbos is more chomer than Bein HaShemashos. The Chachat Zvi is very bothered by it, he doesn't understand. Achra Anias Baruch Hu Afal Pi Shadayin Yoyim Hu.
says Shabbos between half hour before.
No, but we're talking about after a plug. Of course it is. Why is it not the Tzav Shabbos? Yeah, until plug. You can't be back before plug. That's what Chanukah Tzav Beis. So take a look at the Ramah.
He walks into the
shul
and they're saying
Baruch.
Not the Sefer Shabbos to them.
Hey, it's Nichol the mitzvah to Sefer Shabbos. I'm not asking you to
Ramayisha. The Olam is saying Baruch. He walks into the shul. He walks into the shul.
It's just we're, we love each other. We're fine. Yeah.
He walks into the shul. They're saying Baruch.
Yeah.
You can't on Nichol.
If you answer Baruch with them,
don't answer.
Now, here is where it comes Lamdish. So Rabbeisai, get ready. Get ready. There is a machlokes that the Mordechai brings between two people, a man by the name of Rabbeinu Yoel and Rabbeinu Shemaria. This machlokes between Rabbeinu Yoel and Rabbeinu Shemaria is brought down in Shin Sadi Gimel Beis. Shin Sadi Gimel Beis, Shulchan Aruch brings down Shin Sadi Gimel Beis, it says, when you make Eruv HaChatzeres or Shetufei Mavoyis, you're able to do Bein HaShemashas. Shulchan Aruch said, V'afilu im kvar kibul alav teisef v'shabes. V'yesh oimrim im kibul alav teisef v'yesh oishrim im kibul alav teisef v'shabes. Let's say this again. Shulchan Aruch brings down in Shin Sadi Gimel Beis that when it comes to certain Rabbonans, Eruv HaChatzeres and Shetufei Mavoyis, Shulchan Aruch says, that you're able to do it, even if you do to Taisef Shabbos, the Rabbanans are mutter. They are mutter. We just got finished saying in Reis Samech Alf that it's more strict once on Mekabel Shabbos, and the Rabbanans are not mutter, even if you need it for a mitzvah. But over here, Shulchan Aruch goes ahead and says, not like that. Shulchan Aruch says that even if a Mekabel Taisef Shabbos is going to be mutter, and some people ask her from Kabbalah of Tesef Shabbos, if he was Mekabel Tesef Shabbos. So in Reis Samach Aleph, Gimel brings no shitas that are matter Tesef Shabbos. Again, Ben Hashmashes, Shulchan Aruch says it is mutter, certain drabonans. But then Shulchan Aruch says, when it comes to being Mekabel myself Shabbos early, then it's going to be Aser. But then Shulchan Aruch, Shin Sadi Gimel brings two deis, two different shitas. He first says that it is going to be mutter, Eruv HaChatzeres, which is a rabbinic ordinance that you can't do. Shetufei Mavoyis, a rabbinic ordinance you can't do. And then it rings, some people will ask it. So in one place in Shulchan Aruch it says, if I'm a Kabbal on myself Shabbos early, it's usher to do anything that I could have done Bein HaShemashes. And another place it brings down a machlokes. What's the pshat? This is a question that is asked by the Dalgum Ravav, the Nadi Yehuda. The Nadi Yehuda asked this following question. And the Shari Tshuva brings down the Nadi Yehuda. The Aruch HaShulchan asks this question. Do you hear the question? One more time. It's a contradiction. Shulchan Aruch says that when it comes to, again, we have Bein HaShemashes. What do Bein HaShemashes mean? Between that twilight zone, that certain rabbinic things are permitted to do. We brought down. Certain times I am able to be Tevel Kalim. Certain times I may be able to go ahead and bathe. Muktzah may be mutter in those situations. But Tesef Shabbos, it's goodbye. I'm Kabbal Shabbos early, goodbye, except being able to tell somebody else to do a malacha. That could be the only time thing that we're mutter. But in Shin Sadi Gimel brings down a shita that says, no, Bein HaShemashes and Tesef Shabbos equal the same severity, the same strictness. Ramesha, you hear the question? Yeah. As I fret the night of Yehuda. So I have two terutzim for you. One terutz from the night of Yehuda, Dag Mervava, and one terutz from the Aruch HaShulchan. Listen to what the Aruch HaShulchan says. The Aruch HaShulchan answers, I'll tell you the difference. He says, it depends if the tzibur is Mekabel Shabbos early or the yachid is Mekabel Shabbos early. If the tzibur is Mekabel Shabbos early, then it's Shabbos. You can't mess around with it. And that's the halacha in Reish Samach Aleph Gimel.
That's even stricter than Bein HaShemashes.
And that's even stricter than Bein HaShemashes, exactly. But that's when the tzibur. If the tzibur itself is mekabel early, that is the stricter. That what the pshat is. Shom Mayri B'Yochid. In Shit and Tzadi Gimel, it was speaking about a Yochid with Makabal Shabbos early. A Yochid Makabal Shabbos early, it equals the same level of Bein Hashmashes. We'll get into the practical in a minute. First, get to the lumdus in your head. A Yochid that's Makabal Shabbos early is more lenient, but a Tzibur with Makabal Shabbos early is more strict. That is the way the Aruch HaShulchan explained. A Tzibur with Makabal Shabbos, somehow, it's much more strict than a Yochid with Makabal Shabbos. Once a Tzibur with Makabal Shabbos, then the halachas, there is no way to be makel on anything. But a yochid makabel Shabbos early, then there is a way to be makel, and that or that at least near the shaila in Shin Tzadi Gimel there are 2 days. That is the way the Aruch HaShulchan brings down. However, the Dalgam Rav Avad gives a different shot. Dr. Kopstein, you hear the shaila. You got 10 grand. It's lying outside. It's muksa. Ben Hashmashes, I could perhaps give you a kula to pick it up and bring it in your house. If your Makabel Shabbos early, well, according to the Shulchan Aruch in one place, you're not allowed to pick it up. Because a Makabel Shabbos early is like a Shabbos. Reish Samach Aleph Gimel. In Shin Tzadi Dalet, in Shin Tzadi Gimel, Shulchan Aruch brings down 2 days, 2 different shitas. One sheet is Asir, and one sheet is Matir. They don't talk about Muktzah, but I'm equating Muktzah. What's the Pshat? Comes along the Aruch HaShulchan and says like this. If the tzibur is makabel Shabbos early, there's no way. No way you could pick up those 10 grand. No way. Because then it's mamash Shabbos. But if you yourself personally with makabel Shabbos early, then there's maybe a reason to go ahead and be lenient. Now you have to know what difference does it make. But you made it. But you made it. But once you made it, so why yet? Why once you made it would there be a difference?
Rove.
I know. So then, were they makabel Shabbos early? Were they not makabel Shabbos early? Like, did I do it? Or did I not do it?
Did, but if something, but when it comes to money, you know.
So when it comes to money, so what difference is it if the whole tzibur was makabel or not makabel? So again, one last time, Shulchan Aruch bring down in one place. Once I'm makabel Shabbos early, the halacha is when the tzibur makabel Shabbos early, there are no rabbanans that are mutter. And in another place, Shulchan Aruch says. Perhaps to machlekes. What's the pshat? Well, the resolution according to the Aruch HaShulchan, Rabbi Epstein, Zecher Tzadik, B'Kadosh Livracha, is if the tzibur is makabel Shabbos early, it's mamash Shabbos completely. And if the yochid makabel Shabbos early, that's where the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Tzadik Gimel brings down to 2 days that perhaps it's the same level of Bein Hashmashes. Even though I went makabel Shabbos early, it doesn't get all the halachas 100% of Shabbos. It's only it has only 50% of the halachas of Shabbos. That's one answer to be able to. We have to know why. What's the difference between a yochid and a tzibur? But that's first the what before the whys. However, the Dalgam Rav Avad himself gives a different shot, and he says this phenomenal idea. He explains there are two dinim. There are two dinim. In Tosefta Shabbos, meaning two ways a person is able to be Makabel Shabbos early. Rabbi say, this is the Vart. Listen to the Vart. Says the Dalgam Rav Avad like this. The Night of Yehuda. You know who the Night of Yehuda is? Yeah, but who is he? Yeah. Says the Night of Yehuda. There's two ways I could be makabel Shabbos early. Two ways I could do it. You know how sometimes you go on a cruise. Okay, we won't pick cruise. Cruise is a touchy subject. You know you could get a Tesla. There's different levels of the driving the Tesla could do for you. You could get mamish driving, that you could almost fall asleep in it. And then there's a step underneath, right? There's different levels of how much simulation and how much the thing is going to do for you. Different levels, how much you pay for it. I would love to just pay for it. It's good that I have a few $100 a month that I could fall asleep in the car. I mean, you got to be crazy not to do it. The only problem that I'm worried about if I would buy myself a Tesla is the battery situation. That's what I'm worried about. You're driving and the battery dies. that's where you're like, I'm not sure, and then I'm gonna plug it in, and one of my kids.
2 hours later,
one of my kids. One of my kids take out the plug. Not for me yet. A person could be Mekabel Shabbos, says the Noid of Yehuda, when just for a Mekabel. He calls it an Isser Aseh. I'm a Kabbal Tosefta Shabbos as an Isser Aseh that now I'm not allowed to do Melachos. And then the next level, the next tier. The next tier is that I'm a Kabbal Kedushas HaShabbos Mamish, he calls it. When I'm literally Mekabel the holiness of Shabbos on me, and when I'm not Mekabel the holiness of Shabbos on me, I'm Mekabel that I'm not going to do things I would do on Shabbos. Like one is, I'm literally saying that right now I have all the holiness of Shabbos. Shabbos already came in early completely. That's the second tier. And the first tier, he says, is I'm Mekabel on myself to add on to Shabbos. I'm adding on to it, but I'm not making it Mamash Shabbos by me. So Shulchan Aruch in Reish Samach Aleph, that brings down that it's completely usur to go ahead and do anything. It's nothing to do with because of a tzibur. It has to do with you are Mekabel on yourself Kedusha Shabbos. You said, I want it to be Kaddish Kedusha Shabbos. Whereas when it comes to Shulchan Aruch and Shin Tzadi Gimel, where Shulchan Aruch brings down two shitas about how strong Tosefta Shabbos is, and maybe Tosefta Shabbos is not stronger than Menashe Mashas, maybe it's equal. That's because the person was Mekabel on himself to add on to Shabbos a little bit, but not that he was Mekabel the Kedusha Shabbos Mamish on himself. This is what the Noid of Yehuda says. Wild idea. Two types of early Shabbos. One early Shabbos is the early Shabbos of complete, utter Kedusha Shabbos. I'm literally making Shabbos earlier 100%. And one is no. I'm just being Mekabel myself not to do Malacha. Now, we have to know where in the world did he get this idea from. I mean, you find a contradiction and you give an answer. So we have two answers so far. One is the difference between a Yachid and a Tzibur. Everybody holds you're doing something and it's going to make some type of prohibition. The question is, how strong of the level of prohibition is it going to be?
You're making a prohibition on yourself by being Mekabel Shabbos.
Correct.
Most people are making early Shabbos. Their mind is Shabbos. Even though you don't have the nightfall, okay, it's not the stars out. But
I agree with you. Most people, you're saying that.
I think a lot of times I'll make early Shabbos, okay? But you know what? I also have in mind that if something happens, that I would pick up the phone.
You're saying in your mind, you're saying this way, you're saying that way. This is literally what, in some way, what the Noid of Yehuda is saying. You are the Reish Samach Aleph Yid, and therefore, because you are Mekabel and yourself Shabbos in the highest level, therefore Shabbos comes to you on that highest level. And since you're Mekabel Shabbos on the lower level, so you have the Isurim of the Raisa, but the Rabbanan, like Menash Mashas, is Mutter to you. This is exactly what the Noid of Yehuda says.
Goes by how you feel.
It's not with how you feel. It's what you did, what your intention is. Now, the Mishabura doesn't say this. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, this makes no sense. He literally laughs at it. His words are, "Ve'en yedeh tam v'zeh." I have no idea what the Aruch HaShulchan is talking about it. Because he says it, at the Dagum Ravava's Chilak, he says it can't be pshat. You cannot make Kedusha Shabbos before Shabbos. You could answer yourself something on it, but you can't make Kedusha Shabbos before Shabbos.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, if it's after plug, you can. No.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, yeah.
Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda, after plug,
you have to know.
He's referring to Shkia or
Tzitz. It's a good question. No. Even after plug, that you can't. Even in Rabbi Yehuda, you have to know on what level is it being. You have to know, even in Rabbi Yehuda, what level is it being. It's a fair point you're making in Rabbi Yehuda. But the Aruch HaShulchan is not understanding. Aruch HaShulchan said the chilkut between a yachid and a tzibur. And the question is, you have to know, even what's the difference between a yachid and a tzibur? Why the tzibur, all of a sudden, the tzibur goes ahead and does it, it's going to be stronger than a yachid does? Like, who says? Let's review, let's make things very, very practical, and then we'll try to go to the next level, the next level of lumbus.
The Shulchan laughs at the Dagom Ravav and the Shulchan Aruch's answer, or just
the Dagom? No, the Dagom Ravav is explaining the contradiction in the Shulchan Aruch.
I understand it, but the Aruch Shulchan just laughs at me.
Right? The Aruch Shulchan says, I don't understand the reason. This is not the Pshat. This can't be the reason.
But does he like the Shulchan Aruch's reasoning, the Shulchan, other answer? There are two answers.
He himself gives the other answer. He's the one who gives the answer that there's a difference between a Yachid and a Tzibur. He himself is the one who says it in Reitz Samach Alf Ois Tez Vav in the Aruch HaShulchan. Okay. So, let's take you the situation where a person, the Muksa case, beautiful Muksa case. I need another Durabon. Give me another Durabon. Let's say carrying a big bookshelf, a tircha, you make a tircha, something like that. Something that would be not so Shabbos day. Or some type of cleaning, you got to clean off something. Taking certain types of medications. Even though medications, we could go ahead and say, is tied with entaich and deraisa, but a person not feeling so well. Okay? Something like, well, something like that. Or muktzah. Such a situation like that. According to the Aruch HaShulchan, if I wasn't mekabel Shabbos on myself in Kedusha Shabbos, just I was mekabel just Tosefes Shabbos, it would have the same halacha of Bein HaShemashos. And certain times I'm able to be mekabel, you think Bein HaShemashos.
You're carrying money in your pocket on the way to Shul. Mekabel Shabbos.
That even on Shabbos, you can still walk to Shul. Because the pocket is different when it comes to halachos of Muksa.
No, but then you can put it aside. The question is because it's between that time frame, can you actually walk to a safe area and put it somewhere safe versus just dumping it and just stashing it?
What is it, dumping it and stashing? So the way the Aruch HaShulchan says, well, if the tzibur is mekabel Shabbos early, then I can't just take it out of my pocket and put it in a very, very safe place. I can't. But if a yachid, if it's a yachid, so then perhaps that could be mekel. Right. So if right is a tzibur, yeah, you're right. It depends. Let's say I'm not part of that tzibur. Okay, I hear your aura. Yeah, but let's say it's a situation where if the tzibur was makabel on it, well, the question according to the Nadi Yehuda, what was the tzibur makabel? Maybe Nadi Yehuda doesn't reckon with the tzibur versus yachid. So according to Nadi Yehuda, we're going to get to this point in 1 second. I'll tell you where it might make an afternoon. So in such a situation, we have a situation of muktza. So according to the way the Nadi Yehuda says. If I was mekabel kedusha Shabbos on myself, I have a big problem with that money. I'm going to have to try to do it without touching it directly. And could be, let's say, I find it it's outside and I might lose it. Or let's say it's a muksa item outside. Let's say it's a very expensive moped or motorbike or something like that. I know it's going to get ruined. I know it's going to get stolen. And it's a muksa machmas saran kiss. Make it something that I'm not allowed to move. Tosef for Shabbos. So if it's, I was makabal kedusha Shabbos on me, I won't be able to move it. If I was just makabal regular Tosef Shabbos, I will be able to move it. The Aruch HaShulchan says, it depends if the tzibur was makabal or the yachid was makabal. This is the way the Aruch HaShulchan goes ahead and makes the chilul. So it's actually never enough time. Let's move to another thing that sounds very similar. I want to jog their memory for a second. And you're right, we're not going to have enough time to say the whole vart. But I want you to jog your memory. Rav Moshe was asked the following question. Should a lady follow her husband if the husband is in a shul, that the shul is Mekabel Shabbos early, does the lady have to be Mekabel Shabbos early or not? This is what we spoke about last week, or 2 weeks ago. Is the lady Mechoyev or not? So Rav Moshe starts off saying that the reason why she may have to is because she has to follow her husband's Menhagim. The question on Ramosha is, why does it have to do with that? Why doesn't it have to do with the fact that maybe she's also considered part of the shul? But the bottom line is Ramosha. No, but she's mechayev to follow her husband's minhag. And if the husband was mekabel Shabbos early, that falls into minhag. That's the way Ramosha lives.
We don't pass on that.
But then Ramosha says, wait.
She wants.
Then Ramosha says, wait, why was the shul davening early? Is the shul davening early because they wanted to be mekabel Shabbos early on them because of the mitzvah? Or.
Convenience.
They were doing it out of convenience. And says Rav Moshe, since they were doing it out of convenience, he was saying, probably it wasn't for Shabbos. And his lashon is, If the kavana is not for kedusha Shabbos, says Rav Moshe, so you can't force your wife to do that, because you're only for, you can only be geyer your wife. You can only make your wife do it if it's for the kavana of kedusha Shabbos. That's what Rav Moshe said. And then Rav Moshe said, not only that, even the tzibur. You remember we spoke about if you have one shul in the community and you're in the bungalow colony, it's going to force you. That's only if the tzibur is doing it for the kavana of kedusha Shabbos. They could force the miyot. But if they're not doing it for Kavanah of Kedusha Shabbos, they can't force the miyot. This is what Rav Moshe said, and we asked on it from the Shevet HaLevi and from Rav Moshe Sternbach. They, like, what is Rav Moshe talking about? They're like, Shevet HaLevi says, I don't understand you. Once you're Mekabel Shabbos, you're Mekabel Shabbos. Who cares what your intention was? Like, everybody's bothered. Like, where did Rav Moshe get this idea that depends what your intention is? If you're Mekabel Shabbos early, you're Mekabel Shabbos early, so then your wife has to follow you or not. If the Varda is that because you're Mekabel Shabbos early, so it's like considered a minhag, so now your wife has to follow you, so she has to follow you. So because you had a different intention, who cares? And the tzibur wants to do it as a matter of convenience. Were they Mekabel Shabbos early, yes or no? Yes. Could they make Kiddush? Yes. Could they say Mekadosh Shabbos? Yes. Could there be Yoytze Der Chiyav of eating? Yes. How is it possible? I don't know, but it's possible. Even if Tosef Shabbos is the Rabbanon, you're Mekayim Yechiv Dairaisa. If you're a Chomer to go ahead and finish your meal a little bit at night, yeah, Rabbi Yehuda Achasid. Okay, Nachayin to be Machmarna, says the Mishnah Brura. But why is it that we could say over here that a person, when it comes to be Mekabel Shabbos, why is Rav Moshe saying, this is what we asked on Rav Moshe. He didn't give up Shabbos. But I want to give perhaps an idea. Well, one thing we do see from this Dagom Ravava is that we see a chilek between a person being Mekabel Shabbos this way, this level, and this level. One being Mekabel Shabbos, I'm asring Shabbos on myself, and I'm clearly not being Mekabel Kedusha Shabbos on me. That I'm not doing. So perhaps we could say that Rav Moshe felt the same idea. Rav Moshe felt that you want to know if a tzibur is able to be Mekabel Shabbos for convenience early? Yes. But it's not going to make Kedusha Shabbos. This, that the halacha is, that the tzibur could force the yachid, is only when you're Mekabel Kedusha Shabbos mamish. Otherwise, it's not considered Kedusha Shabbos, and the tzibur won't be able to force the yachid. Let's say that one more time. The big vote, Rav Moshe.
Rav Moshe Feinstein's agreeing.
Rav Moshe Feinstein's, perhaps, the Dagmar Vava is going along the same lines. Rav Moshe is saying, you want to know if you could be Mekabel Shabbos early as convenience, it will work for you. But it will work for you on a very low level. It's not working for you on a higher level. It's not working for you on the level of Kedusha Shabbos Mamish. And it depends what your intention is. What would come out according to this is a very big chiddush. What's the big chiddush? The big chiddush is that if you have, we were saying that there's a nafkamina of the Mishnah Berurah said the chilk between a yachid and a tzibur being Mekabel Shabbos early. If it's a yachid, he could be mekel on certain drabon, and if it's a tzibur, he can't. So according to Rav Moshe Zlomdis, even you won't have to be machmor on that chumra in that the Mishnah Berurah bring down the chilk between yachid and tzibur, because even the tzibur is not considered that you're Mekabel Kedusha Shabbos on themselves. The point that I'm bringing out over here is like this. We see an idea of a Mekabel Shabbos with a few ideas, with a lower level, and Mekabel Shabbos early with higher levels. We don't know a source for it. We don't know a place in the Gemara. We're the pasuk to say such a thing like that. But we'll have to, Mirt Hashem, continue next week on that. To wrap up, Halacha L'maisa, one, Bein Hashmashes, who has certain situations when it comes to his stuff off, air conditioning. There are times he's definitely able to be makel to tell a guy to do things. Bein Hashmashes. Tosef Shabbos, he Mekabel Shabbos early also. When did there come a nafkamina? The nafkamina is if a person, Bein Hashmashes, has certain situations that are the Rabbanons. As we said earlier, we gave a few examples of certain Rabbanons, Bein Hashmashes, one is able to be lenient on, being Toivel Kalim, L'Tarich Shabbos, Meyum Mafresh Trumas HaMaishas in Eretz Yisrael, doing Hatmana, something that's not Moisev Hevel, being Metatl Mutsal when there's going to be a big Hefsid, your bike outside, remember that fancy schmancy bike of yours outside, your fancy computer, your guitar, that's just like a rear guitar, something like that. Bein Hashmashes, if I wasn't Mekabel Shabbos, Tzei Sefer Shabbos, the halacha is going to be, I can move it myself, but if it's Tzei Sefer Shabbos, so then it depends. If I was Mekabel Shabbos, according to Dalgol Mervava, with Kedusha Shabbos, then I won't be able to. But if I was just Mekabel Shabbos on myself, Tzei Sefer Shabbos as a halacha, so then it's going to be a machloikis in the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Tzadi Gimel.
It is subjective, though.
It is subjective in such a situation. The Mishabura says the chilek is if the Yochid himself is in Kabbalah Shabbos, or if the Tzibur himself is the Tzibur in Kabbalah Shabbos, that's when the Nafkamina would be. A complicated Shira Boisai, Shkoyach Urim for writing it over, Mit Hashem, you'll put work on it, we'll write it. He writes it in English, so it's very easy reading. I have a lot of Hakar Satay for that. And to the one who anonymous Zav, was it you? Well, whoever sponsored this year, I really appreciate it. Mirta Shem, next week, Thursday night, Rabbi Isai, next week is Big Segulas. Why? Because next week is Purim Khatan. Purim Khatan is a big thing because that means it's already 30 days before the Chag. We have to learn the halachas of Purim. 30 days. You have to learn how drunk you have to get. How much tzedakah you have to give. We're going to Mit Hashem. If anybody was here at Hanukkah, it was mamish beautiful. We're going to have a Mit Hashem music. It's going to be good food. Anybody who wants to sponsor, it'll be a big plus for you. Please see Reb Chaim Fendrick, or myself. Tanani Ben Pasha Emra, Tatesh Barku, Zaki Yisrael, Shkech for coming. Thank you, Reb Lam Tarmitzvah, Shanemra, Adina, Kopi, Shaman, Sitzoy, Yadjo, Peri, Yadjo.